A Qantas flight with New Zealand and Australian passengers from the Diamond Princess is due to leave Yokohama for Darwin in the coming hours. Those passengers will then be transported on a chartered commercial flight to Auckland, where they will arrive tomorrow night. Now, joining us live from Yokohama is CNN's Will Ripley. Will, passengers are starting to come off that ship and they're in the process of being repatriated. Can you confirm the latest numbers in terms of infected passengers?
545 cases of the virus are linked to this ship, Lisa. And, you know, while that number is small compared to the global number of more than 75,000, there is a lot of concern amongst infectious disease experts here in Yokohama about what is happening right now. I just interviewed a professor who visited the Diamond Princess yesterday. His name is Kentaro Iwata. He has, responded to cholera outbreaks, Ebola, MERS, SARS. He told me he's never been more frightened than by what he saw on the ship yesterday. He says it basically is an outbreak waiting to happen. He says this was a failed quarantine, and in fact, more like an incubator because you have so many people in close proximity. He even told me that passengers who are departing the ship could be at risk of catching the virus as they walk off. And now people, at least in Japan, are being allowed to disperse into the general population. We just confirmed that there's a group of people that have been dropped off at the Yokohama train station, taking public transportation back to their homes and schools and businesses. He said that the Japanese government doesn't have anybody who's actually an infectious disease expert in the ship. And he says when he tried to raise the alarm on the ship yesterday, he was kicked off. The Japanese government, the health ministry, when we tried to get a response to his comments, they said, well, that's his opinion. We have no comment. But if you listen to what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S. has said, the people on the ship have a higher risk of infection, and they're quarantining U.S. citizens as soon as they arrive. Same thing happening for those New Zealanders and Australians when they go to Darwin. That is clear evidence that a lot of countries and experts are concerned that people on the ship might unknowingly have this virus, and now they're being allowed to walk off in droves and potentially carry it back to their communities.
So still some real serious concerns there about whether these people should be disembarking at all. How many passengers are left on board then?
Around 3,000 people. We don't know how many people have been let off so far. We've seen a steady but slow stream of people today, but we know that the disembarkation process is scheduled to happen over the next few days. So this is going to be something that we're following over the next several days. But in terms of the actual impact and whether the number of cases jumps from these people as they go back to other parts of Japan and airports and fly out around the world, we might not have any way of knowing that for a while.
So what information have you about what's going to happen to the crew? Because obviously we're talking all about the passengers. The crew were there feeding people, dropping off meals and making sure, well, people got the essentials. So what do we know of them and what happens?
First of all, I would say that these are the unsung heroes of this whole situation because throughout this quarantine period, they have not been quarantined. They've had to go from cabin to cabin, dropping off food, dropping off towels and linens, cleaning things up. And we've seen pictures from the crew quarters. These people are not always in full protective gear, and we know that some crew members have become infected. After all the passengers are off the ship, the crew themselves then must undergo a quarantine period before they are allowed to go home. And yes, they are receiving financial compensation, 2 months, I believe, of paid leave from the cruise line as a result of all of this. But some have said that the crew have worked valiantly while really putting their own health and lives in danger. When you think of the fatality rate of 2%, that means out of every 100 people, two people die as a result of catching this. And you have more than 1,000 crew members on board that ship.
Appreciate you joining us this evening. That's Will Ripley from CNN. He is watching that ship, the Diamond Princess, and has been for a number of days as people now start to disembark and some very real concerns still exist around that, as he mentioned there.